This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Monday, February the 17th, while we've worked our way through Valentine's Day, and so today is President's Day. Another reason to celebrate for lots of good reasons. We'll talk about that during the course of the day, who your favorite president is, all that sort of thing. But the significance for when I was taking Miles out yesterday, Victoria, for a run in the park, he said he wasn't going to school today, and I said, why is that? He said, because it's President's Day. It is. It's President's Day. And we've had some good ones, we've had some bad ones, and it's worth a bit of time. I think this is one of the holidays that is of value if you get the information out and about to people. Like, it's cool that he knows he's not in school because of President's Day, and he knows that George Washington is the first president of the country. I bet there are a lot of people who are in there a lot older than he is that don't know who George Washington is, thanks to the caliber, the quality of some of the educational opportunities in our country. Meanwhile, having said that, welcome to this hour of the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, who's floating in the, what do they call it's not the electric ethos or the internet ethos or out in the, somewhere in the high-tech ethos. Victoria Keelan is here, fresh from her romantic weekend in Atlantic City. We'll have to hear all about that. Well, maybe not all about it. We'll have to hear about some of the things, if she put any money in the slot machines. And Kara Schillen's working as our control person in the studio in Washington. So the whole business this weekend, I guess, Victoria, in terms of conversation and what there is that seems to be piquing people's interest. Well, you watch the trending. I have different sources for trending stuff. We always look at the trending things first as they come up on some sort of email. What do you see? The number one thing trending in the various sources that you're looking at?
Well, the coronavirus is still, unfortunately, the biggest thing. The NBA All-Star Game was a big deal this weekend. That was a lot of fun, people paying attention to that. But, you know, the coronavirus, it's unfortunate, but because like we've talked about here on the show that the regular flu that we get here in America every winter it is a lot more dangerous and has killed a lot of people. But the coronavirus continues to dominate all the headlines. They have now 14 U.S. evacuees from that cruise ship have tested positive from the Diamond Princess. And so they've had two charter planes carrying Americans home who were stuck on that boat, and they were quarantined. But, you know, there's a new study out that's showing how quickly the coronavirus can spread in a hospital environment. So that makeshift hospital that they built in China, it only had 1,000 beds, but, you know, I don't know that it's really the right move at this point to just quarantine people and stick them together in that type of environment, because it's spreading even faster than if you're just going about your daily life. And that's kind of scary. And I think a lot of people, especially health officials in China, are they're taking this new information from this new study. And I think they might change course of action, which, you know, is probably a good thing. The more indoors you are, the less humidity that there is in the air. Those are all breeding grounds for the flu. You might think, like, if it's warmer and more humid that germs can spread, but it's actually when there is no humidity and it's colder, the flu and the coronavirus can hang in the air a lot longer. So, I don't know. We'll see if they respond differently.
I was on the plane coming back here yesterday, and the temperature in the plane got very warm, and I went up and talked to the flight attendant and said, please, would you turn the temperature down? And she said, you know, I walk around the plane sometimes when I get a little stiff, or it's good to get up and walk around and exercise when you're in a plane for 4 or 5, 6 hours. And so I hadn't noticed when people got onto the plane, but I did, as I was walking up and down the aisles, how many people had masks on. And then I was thinking, well, it was so hot in the plane, is it was just the opposite of what you were just saying. You think we are raised to think that if it's hot, that's breeding ground for all of those things. And I remember as a kid on the farm, I learned early that in the wintertime, the cows are healthier as long as they're not outside in the precipitation when it's cold, because they work, their bodies work better in the cold, and I think ours do as well. So maybe you can get the stuff. I guess the point I'm trying to make here, Victoria and Jennifer, is you can make this stuff, but you also can ward it off better because of the temperature. So anyway, you look at the situation here down in San Diego County. A public health emergency was established because of the this virus. It's a precautionary measure for sure. It stays in effect for 7 days. There were some people who were down there who were being, there were 200, I think, as a matter of fact, who had been evacuated from Wuhan and taken to the Marine Corps Air Station in San Diego. They had to be there for 14 days. And I think somebody got sick when they were down there. Jennifer, did you watch any of that, or how close were you to that, the number of people that were in and then they got out and they tested positive when they got out?
Yeah, I hadn't. Yeah. I know there was one for sure, but I don't. I hadn't heard more than that. I do know that they traded one quarantine person, basically, well, two for another. There was a couple who was from New York who made their decision to cut short the 14-day quarantine on the Diamond Princess cruise ship, which was in Yokohama, and I don't blame them. So they were flown back to the United States, but they knew that if they left the ship, that they'd have to spend another two-week quarantine period in the United States at a military facility. So they actually did some trading so that they could be together. They traded one quarantine person for another from Southern California into Northern California. So that actually got some news. I don't know. The stories about the cruise ship is what really wig me out. The Diamond Princess had 14 more passengers who are evacuating. But still, then they're sitting in quarantine forever. It makes you wonder what the cruise industry is doing, because this has to be a concern for people who are just getting on cruise ships anywhere, even, you know, short cruises to Mexico or up to Alaska here in our country. People have to be thinking about this all the time.
Well, the thing about the cleanliness, I think I mentioned this with regard to flying on an airplane, they just don't do a good job of cleaning like they used to. As a matter of fact, when I was, I opened up my tray yesterday morning and I did the same thing I had done the other day. I took a wet rag, and I washed it all off, cleaned it all off. But I did that on my own. I didn't even ask anybody. I just went up into the restroom, got some hot water on a towel, and went back and cleaned it off. But you don't know who's been sitting in the seat. You don't know who's been on the headrest. You don't know what sort of germs there are on the console around you, or even when you touch the television screen. You know, all those are places where germs can be. And
they are. They've tested them, and it's gross. Yeah. The seatbelt is what's really gross on the plane.
So if you are building up or working on anything to provide yourself protection, it's to build up your immune system. All kinds of ways of doing that. You can Google how to enhance your immune system, the sorts of vitamins and kind of food that you need to eat, that sort of thing, so that you have a stronger immune system. The whole political side of this with the Chinese, you see what a lying SOB, Xi Jinping, Ling Ding, whatever his name is, should be Ding Dong. But the news media over there is excoriating him, which is kind of a first for the communist leadership in any era since the communist era began 70 years ago in China. Public is excoriating him. They've tried. There was something that appeared online that was really from some professor in some school over there, and they took it down immediately, but not before people captured it and saw it. It is really, they have unrest over there as a result of this. And they're not going to report on it, so unless there are people there that are actually seeing it or reporting on it, you're not going to hear that story. But it is really, they've made this guy as a lying, he's a politician. Hello. Maybe that's all you have to say. He's trying to protect himself. And then he goes around on Saturday or Sunday and tells everybody he's the one who was responsible for stopping it, when in fact they did nothing really. There were 8 doctors that knew what was going on, and they all were arrested, and we all know that one of them died. And the public knows that. They know what's going on. And so, anyway, that doesn't make this situation any better, but it does explain sort of what's going on. There are two facets to this in terms of conversation. The studies, the virus themselves, the bugs themselves, and then how it's been handled over there. China pretty much is on an island. The rest of the world is not connecting to it in terms of sending people in, and China is not letting people out. And the public is upset because they don't want to be quarantined. They don't understand why this thing was handled as badly as it was.
There's a lot of conspiracy theorists who think that China was trying to thin their herd a bit and that this got out of control.
Wow, I haven't heard that one. That's
you haven't heard that? Oh, my gosh. No. I've had those conversations quite a bit lately about how this was something that was an outbreak that got away from them, basically.
Well, there's nothing, anything's possible under the circumstances. But know that if you're in a hospital or in a closed environment like a ship or whatever, in an airplane, that you don't have, that's an amplification point for this disease. And it's a major risk if you're a worker, if you're a doctor or you're a nurse or somebody who's working in a healthcare facility. That also is a way, you know, if you're around it all the time, it is, you're just asking for it. Not that you have a choice if that's what your job is, but it really is. It's sticky stuff. Meanwhile, over 11,000 people, I think the number I saw yesterday, close to 12,000, have died in this country alone of the regular flu. So, again, putting it into perspective. And what do? We don't even tell people to get a flu shot, and that's it. And so if you're older or you're younger, I guess this bears repeating, even though both the doctors associated with this program, Ken Kornhaus and Jack Stockwell, say it in different ways, but they both say you enhance it. It's easy. This, you know, some people have taken shots at Ken because he's so vehement about getting the flu shot when it hasn't really, once again this year, been very effective. I guess it's been okay for kids. But
it's been horrible for kids. It's worse. It's way worse for children this year. The flu that the kids are susceptible to, that vaccine is only good for like 40% of the strains of the flu. It's not. It's been a disaster, actually. A lot of kids.
I thought that was the number for adults.
No, it's for the kids. Way worse.
They're drying the program, or the problem is exacerbated as much as it is because people did take the flu shot and it didn't work. I thought that number 40% was for adults, but if it applies to children, so be it. Here's a way for you. One of the reasons that people are so unhealthy in this country is because a lot of people, they go up and down in their weight, become unhealthy, and it really, if you're overweight and you don't do something about it, or it happens and you go up and down like a yo-yo, it takes an extraordinary amount of work to get your body back into the shape that it needs to be in. Thus, your immune system will not work as well if you have this weight that you put on, let's say, since the beginning of the holidays, because your body is working on that. Your body is always trying to be perfect, because your body, you're born perfect, your body is perfect for the most part, and then you abuse it. You do. You abuse it during the course of life. You eat too much of the bad stuff. You smoke. You do things that aren't drink. You all those stuff. Your body's not built for that. It wasn't supposed to have that, but yet you do it. And so now you want a correction. You want to get on a corrective course. And I have the world's most powerful, the most effortless fat burner is Calitrin, without a doubt. You want to be in the right zone. This is the way to get there. Weight loss that works because you keep the weight off if you follow the program. And 86% of the people who have gotten on the Calitrin diet are successful, so that tells you something right there. You don't have to take it multiple times a day. You don't have to get on a really crazy exercise program, although that's always good for you. Go to Calitrin.com and check out the success stories. Check out the ingredients, all natural, and check out why it is that people swear by this thing, because it works. That's the bottom line. So make it work for you. Go to Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV. They still have another few days of the Valentine/President's Day special, where you save $20 on every bottle of Calitrin that you buy. Substantial savings and a substantially successful way to have a weight loss program that you'll be proud of. You'll be proud of yourself. Calitrin.com, discount code DJV.
The Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When the rain is blowing in your face and the whole world is on your case, I could offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my love.
One of the James Bond singers. Got a couple of things to focus on with regard to themes from James Bond, but this is not about that with Adele. In fact, the reason we're listening to Adele right now here on the DJV program at 24 after the hour is that she is, as she returns to the stage and people look at her because she's lost so much weight, she was a singer and an officiant at her best friend's wedding. Flawless performance, as you can imagine. This was over the weekend, Saturday night. She was on hand to officiate at the nuptials from of writer and illustrator Laura Dockrow, who's been a great friend of Adele since they were in school together, and the Maccabees' Hugo White at the Mason Arm pub in London. The bride wore a floral gown. Ladies, I'm sure you were all over this, checking the gown out, whatever Adele was wearing. She had a long floral skirt. And what they call a fascinator hat. What's a fascinator hat? I don't
know. You know those weird hats, the
English ones.
The English women stick on the side
English
of their heads.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're not fascinating at all. But
why do they call them fascinator hats? I never heard that
term
before.
Who knows? It's one of those quirky British things.
Yes, it is. Okay. So anyway, she was in Instagram, all over Instagram, the morning after. Several guests posted clips of Adele and Dockrow singing and dancing, with several friends joining them to dance throughout the evening. Singers Florence Welch and Jesse Ware were among the VIP wedding guests. Welch can be seen singing along with every word of Adele's Rolling in the Deep from 2011. This is a great song. Don't you think it's a great song?
I love Adele, yeah. Not a lot that she doesn't do right.
She and Dockrow sang that together with the wedding band before the evening grew to a close. So, but you've seen pictures of her and how skinny she looks, right?
She looks very thin, yeah. There are pictures of her all over Instagram from this wedding, and she looks very, very different. I just hope that she's healthy. It's kind of a rapid
weight
loss.
It was a divorce diet, yep.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, we all agree, we love Adele's music. That's a nice touch. Anyway, showing how love connection works. It's just nice. So, another reason that I always like to find a reason to talk about Adele. Victoria knows.
I hope we get some 2020 music from her.
Yeah.
Because it's been a while now since we've had anything new.
Right. Speaking of new music, Billie Eilish has released the James Bond theme that goes with the new movie that's out in April called No Time to Die. Want to listen to this? See what we think.
You were never on my side.
Sounds very James Bondish already. Billy says, quote, it feels crazy to be a part of this very important movie in every way, to be able to score the theme song to a film that's part of such a legendary series. It's a huge honor. James Bond is the coolest film franchise ever to exist. I'm still in shock, she said in an interview. Are people still talking about her? I know I got a couple of comments about her when I said, well, what's the story with the canary hair? And I think you told me, Kara, it wasn't yellow, it was green.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever it was. She seems to... Is that the reason that she's controversial, or is there something else? She's, what, only a kid. She's 18 years old. So.
No, I think that her fashion is definitely something people talk about, but
yeah.
I think she's just very polarizing. People, I love her, but other people don't get it, and they don't like her at all. So I don't know that anyone's lukewarm about Billy. It seems like people love her, or they
just... What do we think of the song?
I gotta say I'm a little lukewarm. Like, I don't know enough about her to have distaste, but there's something about her that freaks me out. I don't know what it is.
There you go. I kind of forget that feeling when I saw it.
You know? It's just weird. Yeah.
I do like the theme song, though. I think it's very Bond-like.
Yeah, it is. Well, they can't, the producers, tell you what the boundaries are. They can't just make up anything. And it has to fit into that shell that it makes it sound like a James Bond movie theme. And it does there. Yeah, I think they've accomplished that. 28 after on the DJV program.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last. Because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Over 1,100 former Justice Department workers calling for Attorney General Bill Barr to resign over his handling of the Roger Stone case. The department intervened in the sentencing of the longtime Trump associate, knocking down the sentence prosecutors initially recommended for his conviction on obstruction of justice, lying to Congress, and witness tampering. In that open letter to Barr, the ex-DOJ workers say he and President Trump have damaged the department's reputation and integrity. Three topless female protesters interrupting Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders at an appearance in Carson City, Nevada yesterday. They complained about dairy industry subsidies and poured milk on themselves before security took them away. Sanders taking the interruption in stride, telling the crowd, "This is USA Radio News."
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Here we are at 34 after the hour, Monday, the 17th of February. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, with Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer and I are on the West Coast, and Victoria's on the East Coast. We should have somebody in the middle, like in St. Louis, right? So we could get that. Although I have a Midwestern sort of approach to things. I think just because I went to school there and because my roots, my mother came from Southern Illinois. So there's a certain amount of that. But the thing that grabs people about listening to this, if I do say so myself, is that we are unusual. Interesting and unusual mix. I was talking to somebody yesterday at the farmer's market, if you believe it. We got to talking to the person that runs the farmer's market about a farmer's market, because I thought it would be good, Victoria, to have her on the American Family Farmer Show to talk about farmer's markets. We
was
need
she
to
cute?
Do an update. Yeah, exactly. As a matter of fact, she
why
was.
You were talking to her, right?
Well, no, I was interested. I was searching for information.
Right. Yes, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hey, do you know who I am? Do you want to be on my radio show?
I didn't start with that, but we got to it sooner or later. We sat down and had a bite. I had one of those.
Wow,
you know how
you
they
sat
make
and
those?
Ate with her?
I did. We had a crepe.
How did
I
this
had
go? Can you take me through it? So you're walking through the farmer's market, and then what?
I'm walking through
is
the farmer's market.
Is this in California or in Massachusetts?
Yeah, yeah. No. This is I got the 6 o'clock plane out yesterday morning, so I got here at 9 something, and I got to the house. And
I never know where you are. So
jumped
into
the car. And it's a great farmer's market down in Santa Monica.
That's
only about a mile from
the
house.
That's the famous one that I know of. Yeah,
it's a great one. Yeah, and this lady runs it. So I had ordered my crepe,
And then I was buying, I had a bag full of stuff. I bought oranges and apples and strawberries and all that stuff that I buy at the market. And then there was somebody creating a ruckus around where I was. So this lady came over and she took charge of the situation and sort of was explaining to them what was acceptable and what wasn't. And then she sort of stood there while I was waiting for my quiche. And I said, okay, you're a tough guy, right? And we laughed. And I said, how much of a problem do you have with people coming on here? Because Santa Monica is, you know, crazy land. And not as crazy as Venice, but crazy anyway. You know, this kind of people that walk in here, and there are thousands of people that go to these farmers markets. It's not like just a few people.
A lot of celebrities you can spot at
oh, yeah,
the farmers market.
Jennifer
Garner's always there. She posts about it.
Yeah. And there are a lot of good farmers markets. She told me that there are four of them every week in Santa Monica. And she was nailing, you know, kind of reading them off to me. And I remembered them during the week. They have them, too, because most places
they don't
necessarily have them. There's a good one over in Glendale. But they're all around the country. There are good farmers markets.
Studio City has one of the very famous ones with a lot of celebrities that wander around there.
Wander around down there, too.
In the valley.
Right. Yep. So anyway, why did I start talking about that? Because
I wanted to know how you met this lady friend of yours.
Oh, well, so we're just talking about the way that the farmers markets operate.
Is she married?
And who's there? No, she's not Jennifer, but thanks for asking.
Are you going to see her again?
I know that. Yeah, I might.
Did you get her number?
I did.
All right. Good job.
All right.
Let's get her on. Let's get her. Let's ask her some questions about farming. Come on.
I've got my question.
You know what I'm going to ask her? Who's the president of Mexico?
She probably knows.
Later on, we'll really give her the third degree.
I would think. At any rate, the unusualness of our broadcast, the focus, here's something that makes it unusual. We're giving away today, today and tomorrow, Kara? I think it's today and tomorrow. We've already actually given some of these books away. On Friday, we started giving away some of these audio CDs. And then we have a grand prize headphone that will be given to you. We'll pull out of all the names. Kara, you're collecting the names of the people we got on Friday and the ones from today and tomorrow. And we'll we'll pull one of the names out of the hat and you get a headphone set to listen to this audiobook. And it's really kind of cool. The book is from the New York Times bestseller list. J.D. Robb is the author. And we know that that's a pseudonym for Nora Roberts. The book is called Golden in Death, the 50th book in this Death series. I didn't know there were that many books. I've heard of the series before. The audiobook is read by series narrator Susan Erickson, who Audio Farm magazine says pulls out all the stops in voicing these beloved characters. In this latest book, the detective known as Eve Dallas investigates a murder with a mysterious motive and a really terrifying weapon. The Golden in Death novel starts off with pediatrician Kent Abner, who gets a package on a beautiful April morning. Inside was a cheap trinket, a golden egg that could be opened into two halves when he pried it apart. Highly toxic airborne fumes entered his body and killed him. After Detective Eve Dallas calls the hazmat team to look into Dr. Abner's past and his relationships, somebody else in the meantime dies in this book. I don't want to give away the whole book, but it is pretty compelling. I guess these books have
been
very
successful. Sounds like a good thriller.
Right? Yeah, a good thriller, makes a good movie, all of that stuff. But there are 500 million copies in circulation of her books now, so you know that it's popular. So, we're going to try this couple. You want to stay with Facebook for an hour? If you had time to answer the phone, we might give away a few copies when you dial up 888-302-DOUG. That's 888-302-3684. The first four callers on that line will get a copy of this book as well and be eligible for the drawing, which we'll have on Wednesday, right? We'll wait until everybody wins between today and tomorrow, the book itself, and then we'll give away the headphone set on Wednesday. So that's the deal. You want to win a copy of this, a book in audio form, obviously. On the radio, we should be talking about the audiobook. I love to listen to audiobooks. When I take long trips, listen to them in the car. It's fun, great way to keep up with some of the latest listening, listen to these books. This stuff, audiobooks, are very popular. So you get your own copy of Golden in Death from J.D. Robb.
dial 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-3684. And you will join the winners who are already in the queue lined up for this. Karen Engberg won on Friday, as did Janet Mattson and Luella Bennett. All right, so you're not eligible for another one. There's only one to a customer. Thanks very much. So on Facebook, you can win. There's an obvious way when you go to facebook.com/DJV show. You can win that way, or dialing 888-302-3684. You can win that way. Speaking of winners, I'm not sure, Jennifer, how we describe the winners and losers at the moment that we're in. I know that Bloomberg has been very clever at having rumor starters, somebody around him. And most everything with him you can count on it coming from the top. And
yeah, but so now the biggest rumor with him is that Hillary Clinton's going to be his running mate, and
right.
He fueled up
but it
those.
Was,
which
it was Michelle Obama on Friday.
Right. So I know that you said that, and I'm sure there are a lot of people who made that comment, but the Hillary Clinton one, I think, actually has some teeth and some merit. The reason I don't see Michelle Obama running as a vice president. To anybody, she said she's not really interested in politics. I find it hard to believe Hillary Clinton would run as a vice president to somebody, perhaps. But I think it's more likely, I guess, and more based in reality than the Michelle Obama theory. And that was fueled up this weekend by Mayor Bloomberg hiring a lot of Hillary Clinton staffers to help her or to help him along the way. So there are some rumors that are being fueled by some of his hires that are leading a lot of people to seriously consider the fact that he might bring on Hillary Clinton early before most people actually name vice presidential
picks. He could run around with him. Yeah.
Right. Usually, this is something I think
there's Bill around. He likes the campaign.
This is something that Trump did early on as well, is picked a vice presidential candidate so that they would actually run around the country with him. And it was very smart. And Bloomberg tends to do exactly what Trump did the first time around. He's trying to copy some of those tactics because they worked. And
Victoria
so
you just said it was a huge mistake. Would you not vote for Bloomberg?
Yeah, I think
Hillary
it's a bad mistake
running?
Too. I think
I don't think that that's going to happen at all, so I don't really need to worry about it, even in theory it's a terrible idea. It's a horrible idea.
So the best person for the job, if he were to put a thing together, he can't bring anybody on that's running now until after, you know, the shakeout. Excuse me.
Unless it's someone who's already out.
Yeah, but who's out that would make a good. There's nobody who's out. The reason they're out is because they don't have any popular support.
I know. I'm going to hear Victoria's reaction, but I would say for him, someone like a Cory Booker wouldn't be a terrible idea because he needs
East
some
Coast.
Diversity in his ticket. Yeah.
Maybe
someone like Kamala Harris. He needs someone that's going to appeal to the middle of the country. And that's the tough part is that.
My mom is hoping he would pick Amy Klobuchar because my parents
love her. Yeah, I kind
of
am too, in a manner of speaking. I had a chat with my kids last night at dinner about this.
Very moderate ticket then.
You're
very
like the Bernie
moderate.
Bro, though, isn't he? He must not like Bloomberg.
Oh, he's out canvassing for Bernie today, he and Sophie.
I got to tell you, in California, where we actually vote on Super Tuesday this time, the only sign that I've seen, other than a few random Trump ones, is Bernie. Bernie's signs are everywhere. He's going to definitely win California. I would be surprised if anybody else did.
I think he is, too.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. Meanwhile, over the weekend, my son was very, very upset. I actually was, too. Because one of the dogs that had been an important part of our life had to be put to sleep, and Brenda was so upset. Frankie, and I was too. Frankie was a dog that came to the farm in 2005. I think I've told the story on the air about how we rescued him, from a breeder down in the Cape who had a couple of dogs we were going to put to sleep. We found out about it, so we went down and got him. And when Frankie got out of there, I still can remember him jumping out of the car. He had such big feet, he would fall over. And that was the reason that the people didn't adopt him, because he was clumsy. So we grabbed him up, and he was the most wonderful, friendly, sweet dog. He grew up here. He was 5 years younger than Charlotte was, my first bulldog, for those of you who don't remember Charlotte, who was very much a part of my life and the program. She can be here. Jennifer can recount the moments when she would... There was a large chair in my studio on the old farm, and she would be in there all during the program snoring.
Snoring, yeah.
And you could hear. And every once in a while now, Daisy jumps over on the couch next to me, and she'll start snoring as well. Anyway, so Frankie passed away.
I loved my first meeting with Daisy. I think Daisy May is a sweet little
soul. Yeah,
Daisy
is a sweet. Yeah, she is. But Frank was, too. Maybe it's just what we attract. You know, we talk about that, Victoria, what we attract in life. And those dogs, the ones that I seem to attract are my son does. My daughter has a great poodle who's just a wonderful, just great with Miles, grown up with him, just really a fabulous dog. And those are things that we can't, those experiences you can't replace with anything else. They're one of a kind. So anyway, thanks for there are a lot of people who sent me notes about Frankie passing, and he's a good boy. Today is President's Day, officially known first as Washington's birthday, but it wasn't because his birthday was the 22nd. I remember Lincoln's, this is from school, Lincoln's was the 12th, I think, of February, and Johnson, listen to me, and Washington's was the 22nd, as I remember. So President's Day, and who was, well, do we talk about all of them? Sure. I mean, originally it was to honor the two presidents that had separate holidays in February. We used to, when I was a kid, nobody else remember this, but there were two separate holidays. We had 2 days off in February.
I remember
school.
That. Yeah.
You do?
Okay. Yeah. They changed it when I was in grade school, I think.
Consolidated. So the timeline begins back in February of 1732, when, in February 22nd, George Washington was born in Westmoreland County, Virginia. Then the timeline moves ahead. July 4th, 1776, the Declaration of Independence. February 12th, 1809. The other president most associated with President's Day, Abraham Lincoln, was born in a log cabin near Hodgenville, Kentucky. 1879, Congress voted to honor the nation's first president with a federal holiday, expanding the designation nationwide in 1885. And in 1971... the federal holiday was moved to the third Monday in February as part of the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, which was brought about by the unions wanting to have three-day weekends and their influence on Congress. So that's where that came from. That's where all the Monday holidays have come from. But it's not Washington's birthday today. Washington's birthday is the 22nd. And as I said, Abraham Lincoln's is the 12th. So we were just laughing off the air about in the Telemundo debate amongst the presidential candidates. I didn't know who the president was of Mexico at the moment. I could go around the room and ask of the presidents, maybe instead of, you know, okay, who was your favorite president? Which one do you think had the most impact on our country? I think it'd be pretty easy when you pick them out. Washington certainly did.
Lincoln.
Jefferson, huh?
Lincoln.
Oh, Lincoln, sure.
Lincoln
sure.
Too. Yep. And then probably Franklin D. Roosevelt. Dwight Eisenhower, John Kennedy, and a manner of speaking, more of them
I think,
nearer our time.
Yeah, Kennedy nearer our time, I think, was consequential, not for what he did necessarily, but because he actually, that was the moment when people started questioning the government, and if the government was on
right.
our side, or if the government was lying to us
when
because
they know
of the cover-up. So as much as I'd like to say it was for his achievements, it was really his death woke up the country in some respects to question
yeah.
things.
Yeah, yeah, you're right about that. All right, Jennifer, what's on TV tonight? Looks like it'll be good.
Oh.
Anything about President's Day?
You know what? I don't know. I forgot all
about it. Oh, okay. Give me okay. Well,
dang it,
Monday
man.
Show.
I hate being unprepared. What's on TV tonight? The Bachelor will be on TV tonight. That's what Carol
That's
will be
still
watching.
On? Oh.
Of course.
It's months. It's as long
Karen,
as baseball
season. Did you give
season.
Up on that?
American Idol started last night. That's a big story.
Oh,
and of course.
Yeah, it was supposed to be really good this year. It's supposed to be
the
great.
Daytona 500 was rescheduled for today.
All right, good.
So there
right.
you go. Look at that. A
Keep
TV
that under
report
your
from memory.
10 before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Straight after the hour here on today's DJV program, Monday the 17th, and our focus on Tech Talk Time first begins with Victoria examining the latest from Mark Zuckerberg, who has called for something that seems unlikely. Well, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I can't figure him. I don't know if I can figure him out. What about you?
He's a bit of a, yeah, excuse me, I do think he is a bit of a mystery, and so this was kind of a controversial comment. He was in Munich as part of the Munich Security Conference in Germany. He was a speaker there, and he called for more regulation of harmful online content. Basically, his argument is he thinks that the government and countries should be in charge of examining and deciding what actually counts as legitimate free speech and what's hate speech, and essentially taking all of the onus off of Facebook and off of social media companies. So he wants more regulation, but he doesn't want to do it himself. So it's kind of a weird, it's very odd. He right now, Facebook requires political ads to display who paid for them. But they do no fact checking, and that's become a big bone of contention with a lot of people, because what you see on Facebook, it could be anything. There, it's, you know, Elizabeth Warren months ago made a point by putting an ad on Facebook that had like a million lies in it. Facebook posted it, no problem, and then she came out publicly and said, look, we did this on purpose as an experiment. There is nothing in this ad that's true, and Facebook just allowed us to do this.
That's true of television and radio ads and newspaper ads. We don't check the facts. I mean, if I'm interested, if I'm doing it for me, then I check out the company, but there's no requirement. The ads you hear on the air, those aren't fact-checked by anybody. It's just the company pays, you know, their money, and you put a spot on the air.
Yeah, and that's true. And there are some ads that are fact checked and have rules, like anything, you know, you can't make medical promises about, you know. Yeah, there are certain things that are regulated, and so Zuckerberg says that he wants that to happen for social media. But right now, the biggest problem is, and he has admitted this in this over the weekend at this conference, he said that they have found so many bad actors who are purposefully trying to mess with our upcoming election already. There are information campaigns that are from the Russians, which we know what the Russians did the last time. They were all anti-Hillary and pro-Donald Trump on Facebook, and Facebook was a huge influence on the last election. And so it's Russia's at it again. They want to keep Trump in office. And so, you know, if you're on Facebook and you come across these ads that look either anti-a Democrat or pro-Trump, you kind of have to wonder, well, where is this really coming from? And in Iran, they found a bunch now of what they call bad actors who are also spreading propaganda. And it's just, it's a mess. So Zuckerberg said that Facebook has a team of 35,000 people who are reviewing content and security on the platform. They said that they have already removed 1 million fake accounts almost every day get deleted. So that just shows you, I got off of Facebook. I have no use for it anymore as a platform. I know older people stay on it because, you know, they keep in touch with grandkids and whatever. But you have to just make sure that you're not using it for anything more than just that.
Right. All right. HQ Trivia apparently is done after a huge drop in popularity. Let's get that story.
The Geek Out.
In yet another example of fleeting success, the once extremely popular HQ Trivia app is shutting its doors. It doesn't seem that long ago that the HQ Trivia app was all the rage simply because you could participate in their live-streamed trivia games twice a day with the chance to win big money. HQ attracted millions of users each day and generated over $20 million of investment and even millions more in sponsorships and in-app purchases. Alas, the popularity of the game waned for various reasons, and the company suffered from internal strife and even the death of its co-founder. After letting go 25 full-time employees last week, HQ Trivia will now live on itself as Trivia.
All right, next up here, Victoria, for your listening and dancing pleasure, there's a new launch from Redbox. What is Redbox?
Redbox is pretty much, it's a DVD kiosk that is a red machine, like a vending machine, that's pretty much outside every grocery store in America. And you can go in for a dollar or whatever, you can rent a DVD and then return it into the box. So what they're doing now is, because fewer and fewer people even have a Blu-ray player anymore, now they're trying to get into online streaming. So they have a new service called Free Live TV. And you can actually go onto a web browser right now where you can go through the Redbox Android app and iOS mobile apps. And it has some quirky content, kind of, I don't know, we'll see where this goes, but I'm not really sure it's going to have enough interest for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, there you go. The update from Victoria Keelan here on the DJV Show with Doug Steffen, 59 After the Hour.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.